settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Life after death and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In a most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world when my husband Mick deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. This week's show is listeners' questions, and we have some questions here from Little O. Thank you for your questions, Little O. And it's another chance to initiate some thoughts about things that she's been thinking about. And this is something that you can do if you have some questions and you're not really too keen on phoning on the day, or you have just too many questions, then you can send them in to us prior any time to our website, www.spirit-teaching.com, and I can revolve a show around that. So if you'd like to join us with a question today, it's not a reading style show, it's not personal readings, but it's actually your chance to speak to the spirit world and ask questions about life, the universe and everything, things you always wanted to know possibly and never knew who to ask in sort of topics to do with your our spiritual nature, or just general humanity questions, ecology questions, anything that we can help you with, give it a go. But like I say, we're not going to tell you if you're going to find love or if you're going to move or change your job, all that sort of thing, okay? So any questions, toll-free number in the US is 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll-free. That's 001-530-876-3222.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And as well as Spirit's work on bbsradio.com, every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST, which is 1 p.m. EST, which is 6 p.m. GMT, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching. And you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 4 p.m. PST, which is 7 p.m. EST and midnight UK. If you would like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book and Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our websites, which are on www.spirit-teaching.com and also live on www.spiritsworkradio.com. Now, as spirit mediums, what we're able to do is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. When I go into the deep trance state, Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my body for the whole of the show. I won't know about anything else that happens because my spirit and my consciousness are transported to somewhere else. My physical body is kind of like held in a sort of a transition state whilst Gregory Hay uses it. Please do look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, because we haven't really got too much time to go through too much chit chat and information at the beginning of the show, because actually really we like to just hand everything over to the spirit world as quickly as possible, because the show is all about them and it's all about you too. So do take part if you wish. Phone, as Sylvie said, or whatever, phone in with your questions or whatever you want to do. Okay, bye then. I can see Sylvie, you're trying to spoon me out.
Yes, I'm waving to Mick. Bye. Gregory Hay, who you will be listening to shortly, had an Earth life 300 years ago, and he's continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world. He comes to share his wisdom with us for our benefit, and the White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us toward a more peaceful and harmonious future. They're made up of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. We're also on secondlife.com later on today at the Mystic Academy. That's at 1 o'clock PST. So if you'd like to join us there, you will have another chance to interact with Gregory then. And we look forward to your company, whatever you do, wherever you are. So thank you for joining us. Okay, I do believe Gregory's with us now.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, dear friend, little bird. Hello and greetings to you, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, of course, our dear friend and the individual who is running this whole situation and program at this time,
Don Newsom.
Mr. Don Newsom.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
And it is a warm welcome to him too.
Absolutely.
Yes, and
yes.
His family. Yes.
Oh.
Quite so.
Okay, well, this week we have some questions from Little O. And so I'm just going to start with the first one. I think you'll probably say, hang on a minute, break it up a bit, but I'm not quite sure how to do that. So I'm just going to carry on, okay? People talk about our souls developing in different levels to experience different life lessons, a bit like an apprenticeship in the spirit world, I suppose. Some souls develop faster than others, and some can just take longer to learn lessons and develop, or just don't learn and are stuck at that level. The ultimate being a soul that of what she calls the enlightened one, who does not need to lower themselves to guide someone on the earth plane, or below that, one that lives a quiet existence, not wanting for a personal gain, looking after the land, helping others, making small but important changes to people's lives, not wanting for anything for themselves, possible guides who have chosen to have an earth existence, people like Mother Teresa, possibly. Can you tell me a little bit more about all of this, please? There's quite a lot of different things in there, but I didn't quite know how to break it up. Gregory.
Well, quite simply, my dear friend, choose the first bit first and stop.
Okay. People talk about souls developing in different levels to experience different life lessons.
Very well.
Apprenticeship.
Very well. So, first of all, the premise of which you take is incorrect. The problem that human beings have is that human beings think that one soul is lesser than another. This is completely inaccurate and incorrect. Everyone is the same. All spirit are the same. Spirit do not need to learn life lessons. Your physical journey and the consciousness is what needs to learn lessons. When we look at all of this in its entirety of a question, we need to first of all establish and ask ourselves what we regard either spirit or soul is. When you say that, therefore, that the soul needs life lessons, it doesn't. Not at all. Your soul, actually as your pure spirit being, is absolutely as pure as your beautiful spirit. So part of this problem that arises from the question is in understanding, and I'm not playing with words or semantics here, but is in truth understanding what the parameters are. If you look at human beings in the conscious setting of the conscious state of physical mind and brain, you are looking at one objective, which is the state of one being. That one being, in its entirety, if it never makes contact with its pure, beautiful spirit, how will it ever know it can succeed past the state at which others tell it that it has reached? So my first situation the climate of your question, dear friend, is really in understanding what it is that you seek. If you regard some human beings as a higher or lower level than one another, you are using judgment from not actually taking part in that life journey. But really, from a voyeuristic point of view, you are casting a judgment upon that being, perhaps because it has done inept things to do with life, maybe because it has created mischief or negativity. What is it that you are assuming this life lesson to be? For the pure, beautiful spirit does not need to have a life lesson in that respect. It's because you are having a physical journey and that you take upon yourself and are being told that you have to use this for life lessons to be learned. That this is assuming then that you are going to somehow ascend or transcend the physical life journey and that it's going to be some explicit beneficial use to your level of vibration once you return. This is the premise, of course.
Well, I think, you know, we have to convince ourselves that there must be some reason why we put ourselves through this life, really, because I don't think it's easy for anybody, and particularly hard for certain, obviously, individuals more than others. But
yes, quite so.
We have to have a reason why we would do that.
One would think.
Being human beings, that is the way that we think.
Yes, I understand that. But that is because being human beings, you are equating yourself with being the highest in the orientation of genetics in species upon your planet. Naturally so, because you make machinery, you are able to make wanton decisions, correct decisions, and incorrect ones. So that, however, is not dissimilar to many other animals. They're all able to make decisions of one form or another, sometimes illuminate decisions, which are based upon illumination from one species to another. It's part of the reason why so many species actually in the wild get on much better than you think they do, usually because of the harmonics that are layered between them. They're not stupid or dim. In fact, their level of attention and emotion is really very high. Many human beings fail to understand this as a fact, and also fail to understand it as a premise for the condition of soul. That, in fact, in point of fact, is what your soul is. It's the gathered energy of the illumination of emotion during your physical journey. So that means then that if you are a very loving being in your conscious physical journey and you excite not just your own energy, but the energies of others around you, and you connect with others around you, not necessarily just your own species, but other species too. This will mean, naturally so, that the way in which you connect with these different energies means you become a faster vibration. Not your soul. That doesn't mean to say that your soul energy becomes a faster vibration, although it does mean that clarity is gained within your soul aspect, the soul crystal of your whole being, if you like, as it is gradually formed over your lifetime. This then means that when you return to our side of life at the end of your physical journey, your soul crystal will enable you to be at a certain specific vibration, which you have learnt, grown through, loved, and cherished during your modus operandi, during your whole lifetime experience. This simply means then that the way that you are then able as a conscious being to access other illuminations in the spirit world will be greatly enhanced and increased because your vibration is of a different vibration index. When you are looking then at the judgment of self or of others, you are looking at it in terms of, oh well, that's a low life being, because maybe they're living on the street or something like that. Maybe they're not very bright. Might be a bit dim educationally. Maybe they're even suffering from some kind of genetic defect that makes them not that bright. Perhaps, actually, they could be suffering from some chemical imbalance that makes them so. Does that mean to say that illuminated person is never going to reach the same vibration as you? Or does it mean to say that because you have made that judgment, oh, that must be a lesser being, because I sense and feel that their vibration is much lower, even before you've even opened your mouth and talked to them, or before they have communicated with you? This assertion that people, human beings, create upon others are usually what we call as racism. Because what you're actually doing is using stereotypical typecasting to illuminate and evaluate what you see in front of you. This enables you then to make judgments, practices, and decisions based upon your genetics and upon availability as to whether this is a suitable mate. This is the first part of the premise, is in fact that you are using the crystalline information of your chemical institution of what you are, and that you are putting out chemical pheromonic activity which attracts or detracts from that being. You are then basing your judgments upon that attraction and also upon the likes, images that you see, the sounds that you see, the smells that you sense and taste. These are all basing, helping you to come to an understanding of that person's illumination, what vibration index they are. And many people in human physical life make errors of judgment based upon that vibration, purely and simply because it's really out of their expertise, because they have not trained for or have not actually illuminated their life thus far, perhaps bright enough to be able to do that. And that's not a judgment that I make upon anyone. I'm just saying that for many people, they generally tend to rush to judgments and authoritative decisions about someone else without actually knowing that being, without actually communicating with them or being in their shoes. So my first point here is really to do with judgment and how the settling of what you see or deem to be someone of a higher vibration is not necessarily so. A person with a difficult mind, a person with a problem, either physical ailment or a genetic ailment, is not necessarily a lower vibration. Vibration comes because of the love within a self, the connectivity with that person's, that being's, beautiful, pure spirit. And so, the march of what you accept or expect to see, when you say that, I sense that you are a very high vibration, what is it that you are sensing, in fact? A quickening, perhaps, of a particular character. It may well be, dear friends, that what you, in fact, pick up and sense is possibly what that being is trying to show to you, not necessarily their real vibration, but perhaps illuminate a different one from their life path journey. Maybe it's just coming from a fleeting glimpse of their spirit and not their physical journey at all.
Okay. Some souls develop faster than others, and some just take longer to learn lessons and develop, or
very well,
just don't learn and are stuck at that level.
Well, no one is stuck at any level.
Okay.
The choice of whether a human physical being in physical life wishes to learn or not is a matter of opinion and a matter of their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
They may well do so in error. They may well not be aware of their beautiful, pure spirit, and so therefore their error calls and their decision-making processes are in a sense, deficient. And so they make bad choices in life, negative decisions, create disharmony, are not perhaps maybe even aware of the harmony that they are possibly illuminated through. The reason for this can be manifold, maybe to do with various different chemical dependencies. For example, this may actually happen through a completely different chemical dependence, not a drug or illicit substance, but actually purely through eating the wrong food or breathing in the wrong atmosphere. Many people on your world will perhaps illuminate to the very changing of the sea and its salinity. And partly what that will cause and is causing at this present time is not just the rising of the acidity or alkaline state of the sea, a change in the pH value. It's not just as simple as that. It also changes temperaments within the beings within it, within the organisms within it. For example, then you would see that mollusks will gradually lose their shells, and their shells will be less brittle, will have a different decay rate. And in actual fact, what will happen is that it will just become very, very thin. And within many beings, it will simply disappear altogether. How this then changes the illuminate of that being and its behavior is obvious, because it will become over-anxious and therefore will exhibit different displays of temperament, different displays of what are, in fact, journeys outside of its present knowing. This is exactly the same as human beings face today within the different stratas of the way that the air that you breathe is changing because of the different illuminates of different kinds of metals suspended within the air, different gases which are suspended within the air which you breathe. These also have different changes. Does this mean then that it's more likely that you will become an illuminate being, or less likely? Does it mean to say that the changes that these bring on are actually going to be productive? Well, I have to say that the balance of probability comes down firmly in favor of the fact that gradually, as a human species, as all life begins to deteriorate because of these imbalances, because there is less oxygen, because there is more carbon within the atmosphere, more of other chemicals and variances within the atmosphere, you will find that the difficulties become obvious. People actually will become more violent as part of it.
Really? Why?
Yes, because it cites various pheromonic activity. That is why. The change in chemical balance. You have to look at yourselves as an organism in exactly the same way as organisms in the sea. It's a captured environment. You are actually living in a captured environment. The oxygen-rich atmosphere is only finite. That means as fast as you destroy the rainforests, as fast as you destroy all vegetation, including that which rests upon the sea as well as on land, means to say that because of overfishing.
Okay, sorry about that, everybody. Just a little technical hitch. Here we are then. So basically, would you like to carry on talking about the ecology part that you've gone on to, or?
Well, no, it's all right, my dear friend. I feel that I made my point.
Yes. So basically, this scenario that we feel that we have to develop, and that some don't develop, and yes, you were talking about judgments and that sort of thing. I think it's because we think about ourselves and our own development and get anxious about that. And then obviously then look at other people maybe even without realizing it and
yes. And
do the analogy of what we feel is development on a soul level and what isn't. And sometimes it can be even down to what books you've read. You know, some people feel because they read these certain books or go on these certain courses and that sort of thing that they are more enlightened or on a different rung of the ladder, as it were. Just because of reading a book or going on a certain course and doing specific things. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
they all get very complicated, but it is, it's because there's so much out there that, that actually says that though, you know?
Yes, I understand that. The problem is, however, that people are consciously, continuously making judgments, which are, in a sense, unfounded, purely and simply. You cannot say that a child that you pick up who does not speak is the kind of being that you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people, most physical people, will think that child has learnt nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it hasn't. Not as a child, as such, as a physical being, but as a spirit. It is just as ancient as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And as a pure, beautiful spirit, it is a matter of whether the climate, the environment of that child's upbringing is then going to permit that child and its consciousness to develop in a way that it should and could, so that it can become perfectly attuned and in touch with its own pure, beautiful spirit.
Mm, which it actually might be anyway, but we try to make it fit a specific sort of genre like we feel it should be.
Yes,
like.
Quite so.
And then get upset and sad because it's never going to, you know, become enlightened or whatever. I mean, not everybody uses those words, but there is a judgment there, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Quite so as well, to do with, perhaps, shall we say, the situation of ageism. You are looking at a person who has white, whiskery hair, and automatically it is assumed that person is full of wisdom. Or you look at someone's eyes and their craggy face and you say, oh, look at all of the wisdom in their eyes. How do you know that? You are not actually understanding that person's journey. You think that because the person has many lines upon their face that they have been through a lot. Well, yes, a lot of sun days has created the lines on the person's face. A lot of worry, perhaps. A lot of situations of activity may have done that too. Equally, it may well be that it's just a genetic malformation of skin cell and type. So my point of view here is that many people make automatic judgments and dissertations of what they think a person is and how that being is supposed to be fitting in their ladder of life.
Mm.
And I am saying to you, in just the same way that science predictably states that all animals other than human beings are lesser, is purely and factually wrong. Because
okay.
There are many animals which are higher of a different vibration.
Spiritually.
Both spiritually and also to do with their consciousness setting.
Mm. Yes.
There are other primates, for example, who can actually add up much faster than human beings.
Mm. Okay, well, so this premise that some souls develop faster than others and some take longer or just or get stuck because they don't learn their lessons. I guess maybe Little O is thinking about situations like because of karma and people supposedly coming back here to learn lessons because they were bad, must have been bad before in a previous life or whatever. And if they are still making these mistakes, they feel it's observed that these people are stuck and then and just continue. I don't know. I mean,
it could be that way.
Yes.
I suppose. But that as well is a premise which is like a foregone conclusion. It's typecasting a person into thinking or forcing them into a specific role model or box that you are trying to, so that you can then accommodate them.
Well, yes, but it's also beating ourselves with a big stick that we feel that we are constantly trying to learn lessons and always searching, actually, so what is the lesson?
Yes.
You know,
and then, whose advantage?
Exactly, and then, you know, some situations, maybe you're in a bad relationship or a bad marriage and, you know, it's happened before and they say, well, I'm staying with this person because obviously, you know, there's something that I'm supposed to be learning out of this situation. Well, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. It's exactly the same as someone perhaps who is wanting to make a certain kind of situation for themselves, and they keep hitting up against a brick wall. Objection or obstruction from others. Mm. Oftentimes, the objection and obstruction comes because they are playing at being more powerful than you are. And that simply what the individual has to learn from that is how to step around them. Not try to battle with them or crawl over them or something like that, but just merely to sidestep them.
Mm. Okay, the next part of this question.
Yes.
The ultimate being a soul, it's just, that I call an enlightened one, who doesn't need to lower themselves to guide someone on the earth plane.
Stop there. A being who is a guide, like myself, or anyone else, is not of a lower vibration. No one in the spirit world is connected to lower themselves in order to be with someone on the physical plane. That isn't how it works at all. Unfortunately, many people in physical life are told or taught that being on the physical world is a much lower vibration. Well, it's a different vibration. It's not lower. It's a different index. But what I'm saying is the being within you is actually a much faster, higher vibration. That doesn't mean to say that one is different to another or one is better than another. It's just, if you like, coming from a different dimension. So if you were a pure, beautiful spirit in the physical world, no one would see you. That's the first point to make.
Mm-hmm.
You would be invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that all spirit who are unseen are of a different vibration and a quicker vibration than those in physical life.
But lower negative energies aren't unseen as well.
That is true, absolutely. And sometimes the negative energies can actually slow their vibration so that they are still unseen.
Hmm.
But they are able to slow it within a certain state, really, because it's like a certain kind of faculty which happens, and you may have a being in the spirit world whose beats per second are absolutely, maybe the beats per second aren't even one, aren't even to the power of one,
mm-hmm.
but maybe to a microsecond of perhaps even a millionth of a beat during the process of 1 second.
Okay.
And in which case, you wouldn't see them either, because they're of the wrong vibration, don't you see? In order for you to see someone else in your physical life, you have to be at a similar vibration to that being. So that means to say that all the beings that you share your planet with are of a similar vibration to you. So that actually cuts out your human physical mind's object of hierarchy and dependency on that hierarchy form, because actually what you are looking at when you look at a worm or some other kind of insect or object of physical life, its vibration is similar to yours, just exactly the same as all of the cell structure of that being will be very, very similar to yours. You are only three parts short of a worm. Yes?
Okay.
There are only few parts, three parts of your genetic cell structure which is different to that of a worm.
Mm.
So that is exactly the same as your being or spirit. Your beautiful spirit is pure and beautiful. Now, if you look at then the premise of what I'm saying is that when you aspire to be something higher, you are automatically thinking that higher means of a faster vibration. I'm saying that it doesn't. It's a different vibration.
Yes, but it's the whole higher-lower thing, though, isn't it?
Yes, which gives you power and control over others. It actually comes and illuminates from the caste system in Indian mythology and religious extremism that generated from that thought of thinking, that way of creating people into a highway of obscurity or great power. And those people who illuminated great power, it's like saying that they are in fact passing judgment upon others because of their caste. Therefore, a person born in one certain caste cannot have, it should not ever be allowed to have love for another being born in a different caste. And in fact, in Indian society, is still not allowed.
Okay, the next part of that question. This is a good question, little O.
Yes.
Okay, so she says, so, or below that, okay, is a person that lives a quiet existence, not wanting for a personal gain, looking after the land, helping others, making small but important changes to people's lives, and not wanting anything for themselves. Possible guides who have chosen to have an earth existence, people like Mother Teresa, she was thinking.
Who was not a, did not create a low pathway for herself, but a beautiful pathway. Jesus did too. Many others, hundreds and thousands of others, did exactly the same.
Okay, so on this, so taking this question into consideration on the...
Yes.
So then obviously she was... leaning towards the fact that people like Jesus, Mother Teresa, say, these people,
yes,
have developed on a soul level faster than others through their lessons.
Not through their lessons.
It's not through lessons, is it?
No, it's through their desire, through their,
through their
contact with their pure, beautiful spirit.
Yes.
And that's similar to what we are trying to say to everyone. That is what you can gain yourself. You do not have to look to Mother Teresa to be Mother Teresa yourself. You simply, it is just an object of mind.
Mm.
And what you have to do is remove the barriers that exist within your consciousness, which stop you from being your own Mother Teresa.
Well, yes, I'm feeling that, I think another way that human beings think is the fact that because she had this drive, this calling, this inner calling,
yes,
that just carried her along, that is like she was fulfilling her life plan. She was keeping to her sort of contract, as it were.
She was actually very much aware of what it was that she had to do, purely and simply because of communication, because she communicated with her pure, beautiful spirit, and the answer came back.
Right, okay. So, and that's another thing that we hear all of the time as human beings, especially if you're on this spiritual yearning
yes.
path, is, you know, my life plan, my pathway, what am I supposed to be doing? And I think because she was doing something that was very fulfilling to her. I mean, not easy at all,
no.
But it was as if she had found that.
Exactly. And many other people have found theirs.
Yes.
Too. And it's not extraordinary. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
The problem is that for many people, they are stuck within the mire of what they are doing for, on behalf of someone else, or what they are doing, which is actually not what they really want to do. And so they are, in a sense, in essence, wasting their lives away doing something that they don't really want to do. And I am saying, why are you doing that? I am saying, all that is doing and accomplishing for you is making you incredibly unhappy. And what you should be doing is what your heart desires, what you really desire to do. And you know, every single being upon this planet knows intrinsically within them what it is they should really be doing. It's either that they have not the courage or the depth of understanding of themselves, or perhaps they have been penned into a prison which others have painted around them due to their power and control over them. This simply means that life is not a dream or an illusion, but that actually it becomes more difficult for that person to access what they should really be doing. So it's a matter of access.
Access, absolutely. But it's not necessarily either black and white. I mean,
no.
It's not like you should be... That's the other thing that we tend to think as well, that it's very, very specific. Instead of it being maybe along the lines of an area that is maybe something you're good at, say, for instance.
Yes,
something
absolutely.
That you find naturally is something that comes natural to you and you are gifted at. I don't know. I think because certain things feel so simple that it sort of doesn't feel right. People question themselves if it is so simple, because they think it should be like something that's going to blow their minds, or that there's going to be, you know, flashing lights and they're going to know it instantly.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah?
Yes, quite so. The problem continues, though. It's a matter of deception, perception of the mind, perception of yourself, knowing thyself be true.
Yes, true.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm. But, so, talking about that, though, the ascended master situation that we get terribly hung up about as well, what description could be enlightened spiritual beings, maybe, who once lived on Earth just like we do, which is another common thought. And over the course of many lifetimes of devotion and striving, they fulfilled their mission, as it were.
So say.
Yes, exactly, and reasonable being. Well, this is a lot to do with why the question comes up in the first place.
Yes, because that's already a premise.
Because
paints one into a corner.
Yes, because this is a very common a premise, isn't it?
Yes, so who says that they are? They do. But, and my point here is that for anyone who says that they are better than me, I want them to prove it.
Mm.
Because the whole point is that each and every one of you are exactly the same as everyone else. The problem becomes in your illumination, your awareness of self.
Mm.
Are you aware?
Mm.
A person calling themselves an enlightened some such being, a shining one, doesn't say that they are. They don't say a word.
Mm.
In fact, they say almost nothing. Very few shining ones in the spirit world have ever spoken, ever say anything.
So what is it?
It's
feeling.
Loving energy.
Loving energy.
Purely loving energy. They don't have to speak. They don't have to communicate verbally because it is consciousness. And their illuminate consciousness is exactly the same, dear friend, as looking at your horse, as looking at a rabbit in the field.
So I think a lot of this is to do with the fact that there have not been very many people that have specific insight into the spirit world on any explicit level to do with the possibilities of what is possible in the spirit world, shall we say. So
yes.
The situation there that it's said that ascended masters, although they once had physical bodies, they now dwell in the heaven world or etheric octave and have bodies of light. Well, when you're in the spirit world, you have a body of light, don't you?
Everyone does, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And you don't have to have a physical life.
In order to become illuminate, because you're already illuminate, because you're part of God. That's what it is.
Mm.
And that's what your spirit is. So why do you think you actually have to have a physical journey in order to become illuminate? You don't. It's your choice. If you want to have a physical journey, oh, yes, I think I'll go and do that. Very well. It doesn't mean to say that you are going to be illuminate by having had it, and it doesn't mean to say that you're going to be lesser by having it. It is a matter of your choice. The being who has the journey may grow immensely from that journey. But the journey could be just 2 or 3 days. Could be just as a child skimming the earth. And all that that child needed, all that beautiful pure spirit needed, was that fleeting experience to understand exactly what many thousands of years of perception in religious dogma has created as a block for others to become either absolved within it or to actually be threatened by it.
Yes, and the religious indoctrination has got a lot to do with, well, most of these situations, really.
Yes, of course, absolutely so.
Yes, so, okay, well, we've only got about 5 minutes left.
Yes,
so,
I understand.
I'm just trying to think of one of these questions that maybe wouldn't take so long. Okay, I have a question here from Rosanna. Or she was talking about crystalline DNA. Is it possible to activate the current DNA to a crystalline level?
It doesn't make sense. Activate the DNA. What is it that you as a physical being think that you are doing when you move to activate something so rich threads throughout your physical being?
So
that's part of my query over this matter. Scientifically, what is it that a person thinks that they're able to do that a machine cannot, or that science cannot alter, or that it takes them a great many years to even ascertain what the code might be, yet alone fix it or make it differently? I'm not saying that it's not possible. In actual fact, what happens during the courses of healing, that a person illuminates to the spirit world, or that they ask for healing from the spirit world, oftentimes what happens is that some situations, undercurrents of DNA, which cause perhaps mishaps within the cell division or structure, or some such thing like that, which invites or creates dis-ease and disharmonics within the living cell tissue, oftentimes what can happen are that there are marginal differences illuminated and made in order to promote areas of growth, which then stop or cease the activity of cells which may be destructive in some way. If you are wanting to illuminate, or the phrase was to
activate the current DNA to a crystalline level.
But that's like saying, how is the proof that you have that you've activated it in the first place? Are you feeling enlivened? Is it perhaps that you want to pass a crystalline wand over you?
Well,
and then that makes that you think that you have connected it via the wand, that you have connected with that person. Oftentimes, I understand that that's what people think that they're doing.
Okay. Well, there are follow-on questions from this. So I think actually we'll start.
Yes, there are many, many questions.
We'll start with this next week. And
I'm not rubbishing any of it. I'm just merely paying in a form of an advocate, really.
Yes.
Because I want to know. And I want to uncover all truths they are, or as they are presented.
Yes. Okay. So we'll do that next week. Thank you for that, Rosanna.
Very well. Thank you, Rosanna.
Okay.
Thank you so. With love and light and blessings be upon your journeys, everyone. God bless.
Thank you, Gregory.
Be at peace.
Yeah. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again. That's www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us and our work. There's also videos on YouTube that you, if you want to see Gregory speaking through Nick, and as well as Spirit's work on BBS Radio on Sundays. We also have other radio shows that you can find out about on our website. We do Akashic readings as well, if you'd like an Akashic reading with Gregory. Totally fascinating and mind-altering situations can come out of that. Anyway, we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next week. You've been listening to Spirit's Work, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focus on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.